Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. I am an empath. And even though when I was young, I had no idea that the term empath even existed, and I didn't need to because I just felt things. I just knew things. I just was who I was. And when you're a child, you're not looking for something to label you. You're not even looking for someone to understand you. You're not even really trying to understand yourself at this point. And I'm talking about, you know, right up to the age of about 6 or 7. You just are who you are, and you love who you are, and you're fine where you're at. And there is a freedom associated to that. There's a freedom of the youthfulness and the innocence of being a child. So it wasn't until I was around 7, 8, 9 years old where I really started to try to understand why I was maybe processing things differently than the other children in my class, or, friends and friends, or just even family members in my family. And so that was really when I tried to start to understand. And now my earliest memory of being an empath is when I was in kindergarten. Now, of course, I just said I had no idea what was an empath in kindergarten. But now that I do know the term exists, I do know it's an archetype. I do know this is the type of soul that I am. And I understand it to a greater extent. I understand that as an empath soul, I can feel the emotions and sensations that other people and animals and plants feel. I can tune in, tap in, and connect to the consciousness, the collective. I can feel you if you're beside me. I can feel you if you're halfway across the world. I can feel so deeply. And I can tune into how someone else feels, even if they don't understand how they feel. And part of my awareness now is that I have this heightened emotional intelligence of how to understand and label my emotions so that I'm, you know, accurately and effectively understanding them. And it helps me in so many areas of my life. And that's one of the gifts and blessings that I had as an empath, was once I understood, once that need as I aged came across me, that I needed to understand why I was different, why I was so sensitive, why I could feel things that I shouldn't feel, or that people didn't want me to feel by masking it with the term, I'm fine, everything's fine, don't worry about me. Which I just dread, because it's really just a lie. When somebody says those things, it's they don't really either know how they're feeling. They don't want to share how they're feeling. It's too overwhelming for them to put it into words. There's many reasons, right? And people have the right to protect their emotions and their feelings. They don't have to share with you. And I don't have to share with you if I don't want to. And I understand that as an aligned empath. But when you're an empath and you're in tune to it, you know that when somebody says I'm fine or brushes it off, that there's something deeper going on, and you can feel it because it's shifting you. You're absorbing it. So going back, my first earliest memory was in kindergarten. So about 4 or 5 years old. And in that time frame, I felt super sensitive about going to school. Like, I just didn't like school from the beginning, to be honest. It meant that I was going into a foreign place away from my safe space, which was with my mom and dad and my brother at my house, and having to worry about not only the 30 children that were in my classroom with me, plus the teacher, and if there was another teacher's assistant in there, plus the office staff and the other teachers and the other classrooms full of students and the caretakers and the list goes on. For me, it really felt like I was going into the lion's den every day. And it created an immense amount of energy just to be able to get motivated to go. So I knew right from then that if no one was there, or if certain situations didn't arise, or if people didn't have emotions that day that were kind of like outside of the normal stream of energy that I could maintain and balance and intuit, I'd be okay. But we know, you and I both know, that that's not possible. That's not even realistic to think that other people are not going to have heightened emotions, shifting emotions, challenging situations coming up, or even, you know, entertaining challenging conversations. We know that that is not realistic. Because if we were to live in a world like that, we would be living in a world that still would experience shifting emotions and challenging situations, but we could live in a world in which everybody could bounce back quicker, have a deeper emotional intelligence to understand what they were feeling, why they were feeling it, and how to resolve it. Their problem-solving skills would be there. Their communication skills would be developed. Their intuition, their ability to connect to energy of others and self would be completely heightened. So we know that in order to get there, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of light. It's going to take a lot of awareness and a lot of self-accountability to be able to get to a world where we all are able to kind of do that. But for now, in this world, in this moment, we're not quite there yet. So going to school at age 4 or 5, when you don't really understand the capacity of everything that's going on, and you don't have the language to put it together, it just was exhausting. Like at the end of the day, I think that's my biggest thing, was that it was just exhausting. And then I would get home and I'd finally release all of that, finally calm down, and then I'd have to go all over again and do it again. So needless to say, as an empath, as a young, unaligned empath, I felt very impacted by other people, other people's emotions, other people's energy. And that didn't stop in kindergarten. That continued. In grade 2, I had a teacher who just kept brushing off anybody who had emotions. And it was, you know, back in the day when I was in school, the teachers were not that connected. Not all of them. There were some really good ones. But in my personal experience, most of the teachers were about business, right? You showed up, you learned your lessons, and then you went home. So there was not a lot of talking about emotions or relationships or communication or problem solving outside of what you needed to learn academically. So in grade 2, I remember my brother was having a surgery and I was sick to my stomach. Like, I just did not want to be there. I felt completely ungrounded. And I remember saying to my teacher that I felt like I was going to be sick. And she said, "No, you're not. You're fine. Go sit back at your desk." And I said, "Listen, I don't feel good. My brother's having surgery today. I can't concentrate." I said, "I'm worried about him. I'm worried about my mom and dad. I feel the nerves. I feel the anxiety. I just need to be with my parents and be with my brother to know that I can ground." Like, I didn't say this because I was, what, 8? But I just needed to know that if I could get back to them, I could feel better. And what that means to me today as an aligned empath was I needed to ground. I needed to know that I was connecting to it in real time and that I could, you know, feel my mom and dad and my brother in real time to feel grounded. So I was very upset that the teacher kind of just blew me off because, again, I'm being told I shouldn't feel something I feel. I am too sensitive. That doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? You can feel them when they're not here. What are you talking about? Like, none of this was anything anyone ever spoke about. So anyways, that obviously still affects me a little bit because it's not that it's an unhealed part of my life because I've made peace with that, but it is something that, you know, we probably all remember the first time somebody told us that we shouldn't feel or know or see or hear or taste or smell something that we clearly are. that we clearly are experiencing to a psychic level. And, or if you did tell somebody, they probably thought you were insane and probably thought like you were just losing your marbles. So it was something you kept close to your vest. And I think that also was because in that day and age, you weren't able to talk about anything, really. I mean, you suffered in silence. You didn't talk about anything. I don't even think the term mental health really existed that much back when I was a child. You know, you didn't have, you know, the kids that were having trouble coping with the energy of others or coping with the way that society was running the classrooms, they were just put into a special class and they were kind of just stuck together in there. There was no real deeper understanding or fix for integration or understanding at that level. I am very well aware that there are certain medical conditions, mental health conditions, or things that can prevent people from being able to participate in things that the average person should be able to. And I'm using these terms very loosely because I fully wholeheartedly believe that every single one of us is unique. There is no normal. There is no common. None of that is reality. It's something that we all try to do to kind of fit together or to understand or to accept people. But really, it's very exclusive. So it's excluding people from feeling normal or feeling accepted and feeling loved. And it creates a lot of disconnect. And when people who are sensitive to energy feel that you don't understand them or you're not going to be accepted or loved for who you are, there creates this distance. Maybe not physical distance, but there is a distance. And as soon as that happens, it creates a space that creates conflict and challenge and wounds and limiting beliefs. And all of that starts to shift how we are able to feel grounded and aligned and empowered as adults or as humans at any age, any gender, at any point. So when you fast forward, I'm just going to say in terms of being at school, it sucked. It sucked. There was no other way to describe it. I was a very good student. I had great grades and the knowing of how to do my schoolwork was never the issue. But I did not want to be around the stuff that was going on with all of the other things that I was feeling in terms of energy. So through high school, it was difficult as well. I tried to get out of there as quick as possible and kind of speed up the way that I could do it and graduate early. I was just so excited to start my own family and move forward and be on with it and be in control of my own energy and do the things that I knew I was here to do. It's so funny because my mom said that as early as I could speak, I was asking to be a big sister and I wanted to be a mom. And I feel so deeply that that's the truth, because if I could have had 12 children, I would have had 12 children. If I could have physically done it, I would have. I am blessed with so many other ways to give my love and to connect with children, whether it's through my grandchildren or through my children's partners, and just beautiful opportunities to be able to connect with that. So I do feel fulfilled in that sense. But when we're looking at in terms of feeling the need to understand who we are as an empath, you can see that it's just this game that you have to keep kind of digging into, and you feel so unauthentic and so that people are telling you things and brushing you off, but you can feel deeper than that. You sense an energy shift. You know something's going on, but like there's no real explanation. What I've learned now is that most people just don't know. They just don't know that something has shifted. But when I was about 12 years old, I watched a TV show, and the TV show was about a medium. And I understood myself at that point a little bit more because I understood that what I was experiencing was likely that. But I also had no idea that it wasn't something that everybody did. Like, I thought everybody did it. That's why it was on TV. But that's not the case. Not everybody feels the same energy the way I feel the same energy. And I won't feel the same energy the way you feel that energy. And another one of the things that I learned about myself as an empath was I really felt a deep desire to be able to tell my own stories and my own experiences. part of this now I understand is because I'm an educator. I'm a spiritual educator. I'm somebody who's supposed to be here to teach, and I am in alignment with that. And I love that. But I remember, having struggles when, you know, say if my grandmother asked for an update on how I was doing with my health, because my health struggled. Like, I struggled with my health when I was an empath and unaligned as a child, because I just wasn't sure if I was actually sick or hurt, or if it was somebody else's, or if I was processing energy and the energy was getting blocked and stuck in my aura, like all these different things. And so, of course, the explanation would be there's something physically wrong. So I went through the whole bunch of stuff trying to get to that point. Once I understood my energy, I no longer had many of the health issues that I was struggling with as a child. And now I come to be aware that I never really had a lot of the things that I thought I had, or that the doctors thought I had. It was more or less how I was processing the energy as an empath around with all the people and the energy around me. But when simple things like that happened and my mom wanted to update my grandmother about how a doctor's appointment went or how whatever went, I would kind of feel annoyed, to be honest, because I wanted to be able to be the one to explain it, because I felt like I wasn't being heard. And it had nothing to do with my mom, God love her, and nothing to do with my grandmother. It was simply the fact that I had been frustrated about trying to be heard and understood at a doctor's office, who the doctor had no idea how to understand someone like me, who was picking up on things and there was no explanation for them. I was just picking them up. So when it came to relaying that again, I really didn't want it to be summarized. I didn't want it to be assumed. I really wanted to get my point across. And that really is the only reason. And I'm sorry greatly for any, you know, challenges that I had with my mom or my dad or my grandmothers or friends or family of whoever that I've spoken to in terms of trying to just want to be the one who told my story, because I'm very well aware that it was the only reason now that I understand it was because I just wasn't being understood or heard. And I felt like if it was being repeated and summarized, it was again, me just being not heard again. So that was me learning as a young child. Remember, you're only young. You don't have the language. You don't have the problem solving skills. You don't have that. That's what we're here for as humans. You know, in that situation, for instance, my mom and my grandmother and I were playing out a lesson that I needed. I needed to understand. They needed to understand. We all needed to understand and grow in some way, shape, or form. So we played that out together and we grew from that. And they are amazing women and taught me how to be, hopefully, as good of a woman as they are one day. So now the other part was, you know, just having a deeper desire to heal people, a deeper desire to understand them from a very young age again, because all of this starts when, like, I'm born this way. I was born this way. So there's no like, oh, one day I decided to be an empath. One day I decided to pick up people's energy and connect to them and start to be concerned for them. This is something I can't stop myself from doing. I cannot. If somebody feels like that is something that someone does because it's fake or it's pushed or it's forced or whatever, then they truly have no idea. And that's a reflection of their needing to heal and understand and ascend through that. How other people perceive you, how other people see you, is through their lens. So that's something that they need to do on their own. You're not responsible for that. You're not responsible to heal, to help heal, to help anybody in any way. You're not responsible for anyone else but yourself. As an empath, there is a deep desire to understand humanity, to heal humanity, to connect to Mother Nature, to connect to the earth, to connect to the universe, to connect to animals and plants, all living things. There is a deep, deep desire. There's a draw to it. And it's like when you grow up and you think, I just want to be a nurse. I just want to be a nurse. And like you go through all those steps to be a nurse because you know you just want to help people. You want to, you know, understand or empathize with them in some way. So this is something that you are. And if you don't nurture yourself and love yourself and do the act of self-care and replenish your energy, then what happens, unfortunately, is that that empath who had that desire, who had that passion, who has that purpose and drive, it gets depleted For myself, it was in reflection of my physical health. So I did work in healthcare for quite a while, and I got depleted. And my physical health was again taking a turn. It almost was like when I was a child and I just could not keep a good reservoir of energy. My energy was depleted. I had nothing else to give. And I recognized I was out of alignment. I recognized I needed to leave that industry. I needed to leave that job. I needed to leave the chaos and disorganization and the lack of empathy. I needed to leave all of that behind. And I needed to start to align to what I needed, what I desired, and what I felt like was going to help me co-create my best experience. So it was starting to have a greater awareness that there was many ways that you can help people. There's many ways that you can empathize with people and that you can help to spread your light and share your wisdom. And there were different things. So I did go through a few different diploma programs in college and university. And I tried out things until I figured out what fit. And it's funny because, you know, it was a joke. Like, am I going to be like a never-ending student? And my answer to that today is yes, I'm going to be a never-ending student, because I think that every day we all should be learning and that we should all be growing. And what I recognized as myself as an empath was I needed to change jobs or change roles every 5 years. That's what seemed to be happening to me, was after 5 years, I outgrew something and I wanted to shift and change it. And even today in my business, I do that. I learn, I evolve, I grow, and I feel like I'm aligning to what is being called upon me now to serve as a light worker, as somebody who's a spiritual educator and a coach and a psychic medium, whatever role I'm in. It's all the same thing anyway. I am who I am. But it was to be in alignment, because when you're not, that's where you start to suffer. And I really did suffer with my physical health from that. And so once I got into alignment and had that awareness that I was the only person who could empower myself to do it, I made the choice for me. But it's funny, isn't it? When you're in something, you think you can handle it, and then you keep going and you keep going, and maybe your mental health and your emotional health and your physical health and even your spiritual health, they start to deteriorate, and you start to get at your wit's end and you've got nothing else to give, and you feel like it's that one straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. Yet all along, you knew this wasn't good. All along, you knew you needed out, you needed something. But it's almost like you needed a big whop over the head or a big, you know, cataclysmic bang or something to be able to say, it's okay, Amber, you can change. It's okay, Amber, you can change course. It's okay, you're allowed to leave a job that's not fulfilling. You're allowed to leave a relationship that is hurtful to you. You are allowed to feel good. You are allowed to nurture yourself. It's like we needed somebody to just tell us that. No one's going to tell you that. You need to know that. You need to claim that. You need to reclaim your personal power. And as an empath, it can feel selfish. It can feel unaligned. But when you do it in a way that you're still of service, you're still giving and receiving, you're in balance. It's going to feel off for a while because you probably grew up having trouble balancing and you were not an aligned empath. But when you get into the alignment process and you are in the flow, everything starts to become very like, here's the right path. Here's the right people. Here's the right job. Here's the right amount of everything. It just starts to flow. Then you get it. Then you're like, whoa, it didn't have to be that hard. It didn't have to be such an uphill grind. It's like you finally are the only person who stepped out of your own way. Like, you got to get out of your own way. And that was one of the biggest lessons I learned as an empath, was get the heck out of my way. Because it was only me that was keeping me there. I was the only person saying, oh, I can't leave that job. What will other people think? I'm going to hurt people. People aren't going to be able to fill my job. And all worried about all the things I shouldn't have been worried about. When you leave your job, it will be posted and filled within the next day. It does not matter. They will move on. Life goes on. People will live without you. What the important thing is are you willing to live for you? Because it's scary to show up and live for yourself sometimes. And as an empath, you think you're here for everyone else. And in fact, you are here to serve other people, but you're here for yourself first. You're here to serve yourself first and how you work with your soul and how your soul advances and ascends through its process. That is the fine line of balance and being an aligned empath. It feels like when I met my husband, and I felt like when I first connected to him, it was this vibe, this electricity. That's what we call it, like an electric voltage going through our bodies. It's like, even when we touch hands today, even like, you know, yeah, years and years and years and years later, we touch today and it is like an electricity going through our bodies. This isn't something that's a sexual or intimate perspective. This is something that's from a very heightened, in-tune ability to connect to each other's energy. And it feels aligned. It feels good. It feels right. And you are connected so deeply that even just being in their presence makes you feel calm. Even just being able to text or talk to them throughout the day makes you feel like you're connecting. In my case, both of us are super sensitive to energy. My husband doesn't understand it as much as he doesn't understand it. And I'm going to say he gets it so much more now that we've been together. But I think his logical mind keeps kicking in saying, no, my brain should be stronger. My mind should be stronger. That doesn't make sense. That's not the way I grew up. That's not what I understood. And there's many of us that did that. But he is also super aware that he is picking up energy, that he does sense things, that he does know things. And for me in my relationship, it's crazy because this is so ridiculous, actually. It kind of irritating sometimes because we'll be sitting there watching television together, finally enjoying after a long day of hard work, exciting moments, challenging conversations, exciting goals, all the stuff, right? You know, life, it's crazy. And I'll be watching the movie and then all of a sudden I'll think, did I feed the cats? And just at the exact moment that my mind switched into, did I feed the cats? My husband, without even looking at me, will say, what is it? What's up? What's wrong? What did you just think about? He's so in tune without any explanation to understand why. He's so in tune that if my energy shifts a little bit, he picks it up. And what's annoying to me is that he's never missed that. He knows it. He feels it. And I can always explain why. I was thinking of something. I got nervous about something. I started to feel excited by something, like all the things he could pick up on without me even changing my physical, like the way that my body was. I didn't change my facial expression, nothing. I didn't even twitch. And he was able to pick up on that energy. So in terms of my marriage, in terms of any relationships I've had, I've always been the one that's super sensitive and I can pick up on the other person. But in this case, me and my husband are both doing it. So both of us are empaths, both of us. Now he's, I want to say he's like an empath, but he's more of an indigo. And I'll talk about that later, but he's got a warrior to him, a warrior archetype to him. So in my relationships, I need to connect. I need to connect to all of my people, my children, my grandchildren, my parents, my grandmothers, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins. Like if I can't connect to people from a spiritual level and I can't feel that they're picking me up authentically, then I feel very awkward and I feel I'm protective of my energy. I don't want to give it and I don't want to share it because I feel judged. Or I feel like they're not going to understand, or that they're being inauthentic with me. And that's even worse than them not understanding me. So in relationships, being an empath can be challenging because you don't want to overstep your boundaries. You don't want to be that person who's like, you need to tell me everything. And if you're feeling off, you're making me feel off and you need to get your stuff together so that I feel better. You don't need to be like that. it's unnecessary. If you're an aligned empath, you can sincerely connect with other people and allow space for them to be who they are, feel what they feel, know what they know, sense what they sense, while you're independently doing it for yourself. As an aligned empath, you can hold space for yourself and for others, and you can protect your energy. You can keep a good flow, a high vibrational energy, even if you are around death, destruction, toxicity, negativity, whatever you want. You can do it. I'm living proof that as an empath, you can live a balanced and aligned and empowered life despite what you have going on around you, despite what people are doing to you, around you, because of you. You can do it, and you can feel damn good about it. So this is where I am. I wanted to share a little bit more about it because I want you to know. I want you to know that you can be an empath, you can be aligned, you can be empowered. And maybe some of these things that I was telling you about my own personal experience might have sparked some conversation for yourself about maybe things that you didn't think of as you were a young child, as you were an adolescent, as you are an adult. Maybe some of these things you weren't really tuning into the fact that maybe it's happening because you're an empath. Maybe it's happening because you're sensing energy. Maybe you can pick up and absorb someone else's emotional energy. And there is a way to live and feel in balance and have wellness in your life, to feel healthy and strong mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, despite what's going on in the world around us. Because we know, I know, and if you know me, you know that I don't want to connect to things that are depressing and sad and torturous, like listening to the news or being around people who are constantly being negative. There are things that you have to be around. There are things that are going to come across you as a human, and you have to choose if you're going to give your energy to it, if you're going to connect to it. And at the end of the day, what are you going to do to help make the world a better place? Because it is an inside job. It starts with ourselves. And if we can change and we can align and we can be who we truly are meant to be and vibrate at a frequency of love, then the energy that it takes to bounce back when you're in that lower level energy, when you're in and around all that horrible, icky stuff, you can bounce back quicker. You can keep yourself aligned, balanced, and grounded in a way that works for you. What works for you may not work for me. And what works for you today might not work for you 10 minutes from now or tomorrow. So it's about learning yourself and learning to go with the flow, and that you do change things up and try new things out. And it might be a process of trial and error, but it is definitely about you. And it starts with you, it ends with you, and it grows with you. So I feel like I wanted to share this today so that you understood more about me, more about how I process energy, some little tidbits of experiences that I've had, how I grew from them, how I understand them now. And what it gave me was a bigger perspective, a unique perspective on how the world works. And gosh, I'm never going to know how the world works. Are you kidding me? None of us are ever going to know fully everything. And anybody who tells you they know everything hasn't finished learning yet. I find that the more that I know, the more that I'm aware of, I don't have answers. I have more questions. So today, I hope I have sparked something inside of you as an empath to question yourself, to question your journey, to see if you have some more growing and learning to do as an empath, to become aligned, to pat yourself on the back for all the successes of the things that you have learned, you have embodied, and you have grown by. Or if there's just some more enlightenment in terms of someone that you love as an empath in your life, maybe you're not, but someone you love is, and maybe this will help you understand or ask yourself some more questions on how you can support them and love them and encourage them and love them the way they are, because your empaths will feel deeply about so many things, and that is not a weakness.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.